Mr. Dayton, ready to formally accept the nomination?
Well, Gary, I'm old-fashioned enough to want to make sure that all the votes are counted and have enough respect for my DFL friends and competitors that I've not spoken to any of them. But I'm certainly encouraged by the results, and who am I to, you know, contradict modern technology's predictive capabilities?
Well, let's assume that you're the nominee. Are you too liberal for Minnesota? Senator Graham certainly thinks you are.
Well, Senator Graham is welcome to make his characterizations, and, you know, we'll have 8 weeks. I just listened to the very end of his remarks, and, you know, those are important issues, and we'll have 8 weeks to discuss them and debate them. But I don't think labels much apply. He's welcome to conjure up whatever he wants. I think we'll talk about the real issues and his positions and mine. As he said, we'd have some very clear differences, and that's what a campaign's about, to present those to the voters, and then in 8 weeks they'll decide.
What do you see, sir, as the big issue?
Oh, the issues that I have set forth in my primary campaign, the basic pocketbook issues that are affecting Minnesotans' economic security and family security, and those take different forms. Protecting Social Security for our senior citizens and bringing down the cost of prescription medicines, health care, the cost and quality of it for everyone, farm prices that are in the sub-basement, jobs that are being threatened through foreign competition and trade policies that this administration, which is a Democratic administration, have put in place, which I don't think reflect the best interests of Minnesota. Education, federal support, I'm for increasing it and making our schools better for all our kids. So, you know, we'll have a whole range of issues and lots of opportunities, and hope some good debates, such as the one you hosted the other night, Gary.
Yes, we hope to have another one, and I guess we'll have the first debate of the general election campaign coming up next Monday.
Well, it'd be almost too easy for you, Gary, if there are only two or a few of us on there after what you've been contending with the, the 12-ring circus.
Yes, indeed. Do you think you're going to have any problems getting all the supporters of Jerry Janosich, Mike Cerisi, Rebecca Yanish behind you?
Well, I hope not. And again, in deference, I want to talk with them first. But we've said all along that we'll all be on the same side on September 13th, and we reaffirmed that to one another on Sunday. And, they've conducted themselves just really admirably. 2 years ago, I was on the losing side of a primary. It's a real tough night. And with the competition, the intensity of the pressures of the last couple weeks, I think that we've kept an extraordinarily high-minded campaign. We've set forth our differences on the issues, which is what a primary or general election contest should be about, and I just respect all three of them, Rebecca, Jerry, and Mike, as public servants and as human beings.
It did seem to get a little hot there toward the end, though, over the attacks that were launched against you. All forgotten?
Well, in the context of the final week of a very competitive primary where everyone's striving to win and only one of us can proceed, I think that we all conducted ourselves and our campaigns remarkably well and in the best Minnesota tradition of presenting our differences on the issues, debating them sometimes fiercely, but respectfully of one another. And we're all Democrats, and I hope we'll all be on the same team starting tomorrow. I have every reason to believe that we will.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Former State Auditor Mark Dayton, who has run for the State Senate, or the U.S. Senate, rather, in the past, 1982, he was defeated. He ran for governor last year, 2 years ago, and lost. But this time he was successful, winning the DFL party's nomination for the U.S. Senate. Mike Mulcahy?
Well, the funny thing...